Okay, Rabbi said, good morning. It is Erev Yom Tov. We are holding at the bottom of Lamed Ches Mabez. Today's daf is Lamed Tes in Shabbos. A bit of a shorter daf, but not in terms of content. La halacha, just obviously mitzad the daf yomi style of learning. We are shifting gears a little bit. We had been talking about fire as a heat source, and now we're shifting to other forms or other sources of heat, and their various halachos in terms of what to do about cooking on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says here at the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Ein nusin in beitza b'tzad hamecham b'shvil shetiz galgal. You're not allowed to put an egg next to a hot kettle or a pot in order that shetiz galgal, so that it should be cooked slightly. I guess the proper phrase is probably roasted. The galgal literally means to roll, but here the intention is that that a hard-boiled egg rolls faster and easier than a soft-boiled egg. So I guess in order that you should cook it slightly, you're not allowed to put it next to a pot or a kettle. Again, the kettle or the pot is what is doing the cooking, and that is something that is known as tolda d'or. That is a secondary source of heat from fire, meaning fire heated up the pot, and the pot is doing the cooking on the egg. So the Mishnah says that that's aser. We're going to encounter cases of tolda dechama, a secondary source of heat, from as opposed to the sun, meaning the sun heated something, and then that something heated the food. That's a different scenario. But this is tolda d'or, something that is secondary, right? The pot is doing the cooking, not because it's on the fire, because the pot itself is the source of heat that's cooking the egg. That's tolda dechama, tolda d'or, and is aser. And you also shouldn't crack an egg open and cook it over hot sudor. Sudor is like a handkerchief or a cloth. Rashi writes, right? These cloths, these handkerchiefs were heated in the sun, and you're not allowed to crack open an egg and cook it on these hot pieces of cloth that, again, that were heated in the sun. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says that is motor. And again, that's tolda dechama. That is a secondary heat source from the sun. The sun heated the cloth, and the cloth heated the egg. V'lo yat minena bechol uve'avak drachim. And you shouldn't do hatmana with this egg in either dirt, or chol rather is sand. Avak drachim is dirt of the road. Right, b'shvil shetitzla, in order that it should get roasted. And that is also, and there Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara is going to point out, does not argue. There Rabbi Yossi does not argue. We'll see why. Ma'aseh she'asu anshei Tveria, back in the day, the people in Tveria used to do the following, and they may do it nowadays also. Heviu silon shaltzonein, they brought a silon. A silon is a pipe. Shaltzonein, of cold water. Latoch ama shal chamin, into a stream, or a kind of like a, yeah, I guess a stream of hot water. We know in Tveria there are these Chamei Tveria. There's these, I guess, what do they call them? Not the steam baths, but what's the word for it? I don't know. They've hot springs. The hot springs in Tveria. They somehow were able to channel a cold, fresh water river into this pipe, and they ran the pipe through the hot springs in Tveria, meaning in order that the fresh water should cook, meaning it should get hot. So the Chachamim said, in b'Shabbos, if you did it on Shabbos, p'chamin shochmu b'Shabbos v'asurim, it's just as if you heated up hot water on Shabbos, and it's aser, b'ruchitza u'v'shtia, you're not allowed to wash yourself with it, and you're not allowed to drink it. In b'yontif, if you did it on yontif, then it's k'chamin shehuchmu b'yomtif, then it's like hot water that you heated up on yomtif. If asurim b'rachita mutar b'shtia, it's also to wash yourself with it, but it's mutar to drink it. And as we know, we're allowed to cook and do certain malachos for ochel nefesh on yomtif, and that's why you're allowed to eat it or drink it, etc. On yomtif, and we'll encounter that in a little bit. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Iboy luhu. We ask the question: Gilgil mai. What happens if you did end up roasting this egg? So that question is a little bit unclear. There are two ways to understand it. Is this slight roasting enough to be called cooking? Is it actually considered cooking, or is it usher, but it, hasn't yet hit maybe these, or is it Asa Durabanan and it hasn't yet hit the status of cooking Daraisa? Or, according, I think it's the Ran, I'm not sure, I don't remember, says that the question is Tolda de Or Asur Midaraisa? Is a secondary source by means of fire Asur Midaraisa? But either way, Rav Yosef says, Gilgal Chayv Chatas, that yes, if you did roast this egg next to the pot or kettle, you are Chayv Chatas. So Amar Mar Breda Ravina, Mar says the name of Ravina, Afan Namitanina, we also learned, Kol Sheba Bechamin Midafnea Shabbos, Shurin Oso Bechamin Bechamin. If something was put in hot water before Shabbos, now we're talking about just a preface, Rashi says, explains that there are certain foods that need to be washed off in hot water to make them edible. They're so salty, Rashi says, called maluach, sheba b'chamin me'er v'shabbos, chozer v'shorna so b'chamin v'shabbos. That if you have this food that is so salty that you can't eat it without putting it in hot water, so you're, if you do that, if you put it in hot water in Erev Shabbos, you can go back and put it in hot water on Shabbos, because it's not like you're completing the dish. You're not completing the food. You're not, you know, putting the finishing touches on that salty item. But kol shelo b'chamin milafnei Shabbos. But if you didn't actually do that and put it in hot water on Erev Shabbos, so then madichon also b'chamin b'Shabbos. You can rinse it with hot water on Shabbos, but you can't actually soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Chutz, except for min hamaliach yashan v'kulios ha'ispanin. Those are some fish, some small fish, different types of fish, that Rashi explains that basically that's the way you finish their cooking. All you need to do is rinse it and kind of pour hot water on top of it, and then they're ready to roll. So that would be usher on Shabbos, because that completes their... shehadachasam mizui gemara melachtam, and that's exactly how you finish cooking them. So it says the gemara, shmamina, apparently you see, right, what's the... We started this by saying that Afana Nami Tanina, we also learned in a Braisa. So what's the comparison to the egg? So just like that's how they used to, let's say, hard boil, quote unquote, an egg back in the day by putting it next to a kettle and letting it cook through that way. So you see that just like you can just pour hot water over these fish and it'll complete the cooking. So too, if you put this egg next to the kettle and you hard boil it, quote unquote, so then that is also going to be Asur Midaraisa, and that's considered a Malach on Shabbos. Okay. V'lo yafkana b'sudara, in the Mishnah had said, if you can't crack an egg and heat it with these pieces of cloth, like with handkerchiefs that were heated by the sun. And Rabbi Yossi said it was mutter. And again, we explained that was a tolda de shemesh. That's a tolda de chama, as the Gemara calls it. That it, the scarves are heated, or the what's it called, the handkerchiefs are heated by the sun, and then you fry the egg on top of it. So that would be secondary from the sun, and that's a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi. The Gemara says, "Ay v'haditnan." What about this Mishnah? Nos nintavshel l'toch habor b'shul shehei shamur. You can put a dish into a pit so that it should be protected, meaning it shouldn't rot or go bad. V'samayim be'yafim b'ra'im, and you can put proper water in a container into bad water, b'shvil sheyitzananu, in order so that it should cool, right? You have, let's say, a thermos of hot water, and you put it into some bad water that's cold, so that obviously the water stays fresh, because it's in the thermos, but it's going to cool down. Or the thermos is probably a bad example, but you know what I mean. B'satzonim b'chama, and you can put cold dish, or cold water in the sun, so that it should, b'shvil sheyichamu, so that it should get warm. So if you're telling me that, you know, Rabbi Yossi is the one who matir is putting stuff in the sun. So lema Rabbi Yossi, hivla Rabbanan. Maybe this Mishnah that we just quoted is Rabbi Yossi, not the Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to answer probably the obvious difference that you probably thought about already. I'm Rav Nachman, Bachama, no. The Mishnah over here talks about heating something in the sun. That's different than heating something that was heated by the sun. So that's what Rav Nachman says. Bachama kuleyama lopligi deshari. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to use the heat of the sun. That doesn't look like cooking. That's not Mexican Mevasho. That's mutter. But tolos ha'or, in terms of cooking with something that was heated by fire, like a pot, like we said before with the egg, kuleyama lo pligi de aser. Everybody holds that that's aser. Ki pligi, the question is, the machlokes in the Mishnah is, but tolos ha'chama. As we explained before, right, it kind of ruined it for you, but the machlokes in the Mishnah is, between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama, is tolos chama. If the sun heated something, and then you use that to cook, is that aser? So Mar Sabar Gazrin and tolos ha'chama, atu tolos ha'or. The Rabbi Tanakama holds that, yeah, using toldos comma is going to be usser, because you might then think that toldos or is mutter. But Marsa Rolo goes reading, and Rabbi Yossi holds no. There's no such gzera of Shemayovo from toldos comma to think that toldos or would be mutter. Okay, v'logatz minena v'chol, and you shouldn't be able to do hatzmana in sand. So again, Rabbi Yossi is the one who said that toldos chama is mutter. So the Gemara says l'flog nami Rabbi Yossi b'ha. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi argue on this? Right, sand is heated by the sun, right? So it seems that sand should be a tolda de chama. According to Rabbi Yossi, that was mutter. So why doesn't he argue in this case? So Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says gzera shami yatmin beremetz, because it's gzera if you do hatmana, if you insulate the pot in the sand, so you may end up doing it in remetz. Remetz is like the remnants of charcoal. So I guess, what's the word? I guess ashes that are from a fire that have been, that are still hot. And that's obviously, that's the Devar HaMosif Hevel, that's something that will add fire, and that's, we've pointed out that that's also. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, no, the reason is, because you may end up moving dirt from its place. Rashi has a little bit of a different gear, so Shema Yazi's Afar, and Rashi says that the concern here, no, it's nothing to do with cooking. It's because you may come, if you could insulate a pot in sand, so you may come to dig up some dirt, and that's an Isser of Choresh, that's Isser of plowing, you're not allowed to dig up dirt. So Gemara says, Maibenayu, what's an afkamina to two reasons? Who cares why it's Isser? So you can be Nayu, Afar Tichuach. Let's say you had prepared dirt. The Gemara talks about that in terms of there's a mitzvah we mentioned before of covering the blood if you shecht a chayyah or an oaf. So the Gemara in Beitza, I believe, talks about if you're going to shecht on Shabbos, on Yontif, which is mutter, because Zolcho Nefesh, you need to make sure you have Afar Tichuach, this ready, already dug earth, in order to cover the blood. And here too, let's say you have already dug earth, you've already dug some earth, right? And you're going to therefore put the pot in the hole that you already dug. So there's no concern that you'll dig more dirt. Yeah, but there is concern that maybe if you do this, if you stick it in the dirt or the sand, so then you may come to put it in hot coals, or I guess hot ash, or the remnants of coals, which would be usher. Okay. Meisvei Roshim Begamliel. Meisvei, that's a question. Meisvei Roshim Begamliel, Omer Roshim Begamliel says, Megalgalin Beitz Al Gabi Gag Roteach, you are allowed to roast an egg slightly on top of a hot roof. You can't roast an egg on top of sid is like not cement, but it's like pavement, like pitch. You're not allowed to roast an egg on top of hot pitch. So the Gemara says, according to the guy who says that you may come to do hatmana in hot ash and hot coals, so then leka lemegzar. Right, there's no concern that you're going to do a gzera. Rashi says the question here is about the gag. Right, when you're allowed to roast it on a hot roof. So obviously, if you're talking about pitch, there's no hot pitch on a roof. There's no hot. There's no isser that you may come to put it in. Hot ash. You're not going to put it in hot ash. If you roast on the roof, those two things, you don't need to make exera. El lamanda amar v'pnei shemez is offer m'komo, but according to the guy who says that you may come to dig some dirt, so ligzor, maybe we should make exera. Apparently the Gemara assumes that there was dirt on top of a roof. I'm not sure exactly how that works. Obviously our roofs don't have dirt. And the Gemara actually answers that. The Gemara says, stam gag, lespe offer. No. Most roofs do not have dirt, and therefore people won't make the jump from roasting it on a hot roof to digging a hole in the ground. Okay, so Tashma, let's learn another proof. Let's ask a question on these reasons. Right, we quote our Mishnah that the people in Tveria brought a pipe of cold water, put it into the hot springs in Tveria. So according to the guy who says we're concerned that you may end up coming to do hatmana in this hot ash. So that's why it's usher to do what they did in Tveria, because it's similar to hatmana, right? What are you doing? You're putting cold water into hot boiling liquid, okay, you may end up putting it into hot ash as well, so therefore that's usher. Elamad amar b'nei shemezis offer m'komo, but if the whole concern is whether you're going to dig some dirt and violate choresh, it's ma'ikla neymar. So what is that have to do with anything? Why should putting cold water into the hot springs in Tveria be usher? This Gemara says, no, misvaris maisa Tveria seifakoi? No, the Maisa Tveria, that has nothing to do with the question that we're talking about. It's not going on the second part of the Mishnah. Arishakoi, it's going on the first part of the Mishnah, or one of the earlier part of the Mishnah, is probably more accurate, that lo yafkana besudarin, that you're not allowed to heat something with a tolda dechama. You're not allowed to heat up, you're not allowed to roast an egg in these hot handkerchiefs, or hot cloth, Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi says it's Mutter. V'hachi kamer le'e Rabbanan the Rabbi Yossi. And this is what the Rabbanan meant to say to Rabbi Yossi. Hamaisa dashi Tveria, the tolas chamahu v'asru lu Rabbanan. It happened in Tveria that the Chachamim asered the people in Tveria, they asered this hatmana, this putting this cold water in the hot springs. So you see that a tolda of the chama is aser, not mutter, right? Where do the hot springs get hot from? From the sun. The sun heats the water. So you see that tolda of the chama is aser. So Amalahu, so Rabbi Yossi said back to them, no, Hahu tolda the orhu. No, the hot springs in Tveria, they don't get their heat from the sun. They get their heat from fire. Very interesting source of fire. I would have assumed if we just stopped here, I would have been like, okay, that makes sense because there's heat under, in terms of the makeup of the earth, of the world, what's the word? I wanted to say, no, I'm not sure what the study of the world is, but I knee jerk to say archaeology, but that's obviously not true. Whatever it is, geology, is that the word? Could be geology. Anyway, obviously the crust of the earth, inside the crust of the earth is hot. I would have thought that's what it meant, but somehow Rabbi Yossi says, the chalfei apischa de gehenem, that somehow the chamitveria kind of passed through the entrance of gehenem. That's a little intense, but meaning the Maisa, no, it's not told that the chamitveria are not hot because of the sun, they're hot because of it, they're told of the or, and therefore that's why they're asur. Therefore he can still hold that the told of the chama is mutter. Okay, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, Maisa shasu anshi tveria v'asru l'urbanan. So, Batla Hatmana Bedavar Hamosif Hemel. From that story of Hatmana, so we see that, again, a halacha that we mentioned before, that Hatmana, that insulating with something that will increase the heat in something, Davar Hamosif Hemel, with any item that will increase the heat, so that is Asur. We see, regardless of when you heated it, on Shabbos, before Shabbos, you see that is Asur. Afilim Yibod Yom, even if it's done Erev Shabbos, because again, they put this pipe in, they didn't put the pipe in on Shabbos, they put the pipe in on Erev Shabbos. Even if you set up the contraption Erev Shabbos, so Davar Hamosif Hevel is Asur regardless. So Amar Ula said, wait a second, Halacha Ganshi Tveria, the Halacha is actually like the people in Tveria, not like the Rabbanan, you are allowed to do this. So Amar Rav Nachman said to him, now, Kvar Tavrinu Anshi Tveria Lesalonaihu, the people in Tveria already broke their pipe, meaning they paskin, they accepted the Pesach of the Rabbanan, and they retracted and they went back from their Shita. So we see that the Halacha is that Davar Hamosif Hevel is also, you're not allowed to do atmana with it, even if it's mibodium. Okay. So the Gemara says, if you, back to the Mishnah very quickly, Maisa Sha'asu Ashay Tveria. So if you flip back to Lamar Ches on the days, so what happened? The Chachamim said, if you did it on Shabbos, it's Asur Berechitza B'shtiyah, and if you did it on Yantif, it's Asur Berechitza B'mutter B'shtiyah. So the Gemara says, my Rechitza, what kind of washing are we talking about? Ilema Rechitza is called Gufa, if you're telling me that it's washing your entire body, so that implies Ela Chamin Sheuchu B'Shabbos Udasurin. Right? If you heated it up on Shabbos, right? That was the language of the Mishnah. If you heat it up on Shabbos, then it's usur to wash with. So that implies Chamin Sheuchu Be'erev Shabbos Mutarin. That implies if you have hot water that was warmed up before Shabbos, you're allowed to wash your entire body. V'atanya, wait a second. We learned in a brisa Chamin. We're going to learn it tomorrow on Yom Tov. Chamin Sheuchu Be'erev Shabbos. And if you heat up hot water on Erev Shabbos, machar, lamachar, the next day, meaning on Shabbos, rochitz b'hem panav yadavaraglov, you can wash your hands and your face, and your feet, av a loko gufo, but you're not allowed to wash your entire body. Ela panav yadavaraglov, it must be that we're talking about your hands and your feet, and therefore if you heat it up on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to use that hot water to wash your hands, your face and your feet. So, Ema Seifa, one second, what about the second part of the Mishnah? B'yantif, if you heat it up on Yantif, Kecham Shechmu B'yantif, V'asur B'rechitzu Mitar Mishtiyah. That's what we said, that was the quote from the Mishnah. That if you heat it up on Yantif, it's awesome for you to use it to wash. So the Gemara says, Lema Tanan Stomach Beis Shamayhu? You're telling me that our Mishnah holds like Beis Shamay? Right, it's not like we're not doing the Mishnah. Beishamay omrim lo yecham adam chamin l'ragla velim kin ruling in the shtiyah. A person is not allowed to heat up hot water for his to wash his legs, unless you can also drink that water. That machlokas is a machlokas in Beitza about davar malacha shalolitzorech. That basically, are you allowed to do a malacha that's theoretically mutter for ochel nefesh, but do it not for ochel nefesh? Meaning, heating up hot water on yontif, that's mutter for ochel nefesh. You can have some tea. You're allowed to heat up hot water on yontif. Let's say you want to heat up hot water, but not for tea. So are you allowed to do that? So it's coming. You're doing the malacha shalol tzorech. Right. All right. The phrase there is hutra shalol tzorech, hutra tzorech. If it was mutter for a need, i.e., for ochel nefesh, hutra nami shalol tzorech. It's also mutter if you don't need it, meaning if you don't want it to drink or eat. So that's machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether that's true. Beis Shammai says it's not true, that if you're not allowed to heat up hot water to wash with, even though theoretically you could drink it. Only if you could theoretically drink it. Meaning, stop heating up hot water that's not drinkable is not mutter. Beis Hillel says no, heating up undrinkable water is mutter, because mitoch shehutra l'tzorech, hutra nami shelo l'tzorech. And that's what's going on over here. That's literally a quote from the Mishnah. So you're telling me that our Mishnah, if it's talking about heating up hot water to wash your hands, your face, and your legs. So what did the Mishnah say? B'yomtiv, kechamen shehuchmu b'yomtiv, vasurin b'ruchitza. You're not allowed to use them to wash your hands, your feet, and your legs. Well, that's Beis Shammai Shita. Right? Beis Hillel says you're allowed to heat up hot water to wash, to do for any purpose. Since it was hutrachut mitok shehutra l'tzorech, hutranami shalol l'tzorech. Since you're allowed to heat up hot water for drinking, you're also allowed to heat up hot water for anything else. So why does our Mishnah follow Beis Shammai? That's a little bit strange. So Ravika Bar Chananya, the Gemara Lishtatev Bar and Kol Gufo Askina. No, the case is where you're pouring it on your body. You're not taking a full on bath. You're not washing your entire body, but you're pouring it over your head. The high tanahu, it's really a different tana. Our Mishnah over here is not talking about washing your hands, your face, and your feet, but it's talking about pouring this water just over your head to kind of like, I guess, rinse off. The tanya like we learned, right? So lo yishtatev adam kol gufo ben v'chamin ben mitzonim, right? A person is not allowed to wash off, just kind of rinse his entire body, whether it's hot water or cold water, divrei meir. Rabbi Shimon matir, Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter, and that's the mandamer in our Mishnah. Either with cold water or hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says no, with hot water it is usser, with cold water it is mutter. This become a little bit clearer, this whole Indian, in terms of washing your whole body, is going to become clear in the next couple amudim, or next couple dapim maybe, forget exactly where it is. It's going to talk about the gzera about the bathhouses. Well, whether you're not allowed to go to the bathhouse, you're not allowed to wash your whole body in terms of hot water, cold water. But okay, meaning it's but bottom line for now, it's Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon is the one who allows a person to rinse off his entire body with either cold water or hot water that has been heated before Shabbos. Okay, just to clarify, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says Machlokes Bekli, and the Machlokes here. In our Mishnah, we just quoted Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, etc. That's by if you heated it with a kli. Aval bakarka divrei kol mutter. But if you heat it up in the ground, right, for whatever reason, hot water was heated in the ground, chamei tveri, etc. And I'm not sure how else you would do it, but yeah, I mean, hot springs. So then everybody holds that it's mutter. So Kamei says, wait a second. Aval maisa anshe tveria bakarka hava. That whole thing with the hot springs in Tveria, that was in the ground for asru l'urbana. And it's very clear that the Rabbanan said it was aser. Right? So the Gemara says, Eliyit mar hachiyit mar. No, really, rather, Rav Chista, his statement was this. Machlokes bekarka, the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is in the ground. Aval bekli, but if you heat it up in a kli, then divrei kol aser. Then everybody holds that's aser, even to rinse off your body. Right? Because again, heating something up, if you heat water up in a kli, and then you use it to kind of rinse off your whole body, so people might think that heating up water is mutter on Shabbos, but if taking the water from the ground, so conceivably you could matir that, because that might not necessarily make people think that heating up water is mutter on a stove or a kira, whatever, it's different enough, and that would allow Rabbi Shimon to say that it is mutter. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will go weiter tomorrow. Have a great Yontif, and Mitzvah Shem will go weiter on the Heilige Shas.